The Chiefs are coming off a hard-fought game where they literally came this close to victory. Kansas City loses 9-6 to the Baltimore Ravens, not because of a lack of determination or a lack of talent, but mistakes. On the show, we'll talk about eliminating those mistakes and how this team can rebound against the Buccaneers in Tampa. We have a lot for you on the show, including an interview with one of the league's most dominant defenders in recent games, Justin Houston. Houston has been pressuring quarterbacks and wreaking havoc on linemen as he steps away from the field to go under the helmet. And later, it's off to the head coach's office as I will connect with the leader of this team, Romeo Crennel, to talk about game planning for the Buccaneers and the Chiefs' overall mindset. And a familiar face in the area who can be seen talking Chiefs, Big Ten baseball, and everything else in between is Danan Hughes. Our 65 TPT production crew caught up with this unique Chiefs ambassador who tells his story of a small kid from Jersey who ended up being a part of the Chiefs kingdom. It's all coming up right here, right now on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Through the years, the Kansas City Chiefs have featured some of the best off-edge pass rushers in NFL history. Think about it. The late Derek Thomas, Neil Smith, Jared Allen, Tom Bahali. There's someone else to put on that list. Justin Houston, 6 sacks so far in the 2012 season. In fact, going back to December 4 of last year, Justin Houston leads the entire NFL in sacks. Let's go under the helmet with the Chiefs' newest weapon off the edge.
I am Justin Houston, and this is Under the Helmet. Getting the sack is a great feeling. I try to focus before the play. I try to just put all the things that Joe Kim taught me into use. So I zone out and just focus on that one guy that I got to beat, which is the tackle, and everything else just falls in order.
Flacco in the pocket, under duress, and he's sacked by Justin Houston. Houston came in from the left side of the Chiefs' defense and hit Flacco right in the stomach. It's a loss back to the 39.
The crowd goes crazy as soon as you get a sack, so that's the first thing you hear. And the next thing, me and Tomba, we look for each other. We've been trying to keep a team celebration going every week, so each week we're switching up, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Out of the shotgun, one pump. Flacco in trouble. He's going to be sacked. Sacked back to the 8-yard line. Kansas City gets a sack. Tomba Holly, his second sack of the season.
Balling, that's the main concept of the basketball thing, the alley hoop or the jump shots. We having fun out there. You have fun, you make plays, so we just be trying to have fun out there. Tomba, he's a different dude. I never seen a guy like Tomba. His motor is very high. I wish I had a motor like him. I never see him take a play off. The play can be across the field, he's still going 100 miles per hour. He's different, you know. He's a rare guy.
Under rush, he's hit, and Flacco's going to go down in the sea of red.
Becoming a dominant player is just getting comfortable within the scheme. And also, like, the players-wise, Tomba, he teaching me all his techniques. Derek Johnson and Eric Berry also just helping me in coverage, telling me where my help at and what to do. Also a covering him guy.
Sproles comes in motion. Now they throw it to Sproles in the near flat. It's incomplete. It rolls off his right hand. Justin Houston had excellent coverage.
But a nice job by the linebacker.
I want to be a complete player, not just a pass rusher. I want to be known for everything, just not a one-track guy. Coach Gibbs, he's a great coach. He's a very smart coach. I think if you just pay attention to the things he say, he'll prepare you well for the game. Each week has been a challenge, so we just putting the games behind us and look forward for this week, and hopefully we can come out with a victory. We're going to prepare hard like we've been doing for the past couple of weeks and just keep working hard. We know this is not a race, it's a marathon, so hopefully we can get this turned around.
Being 50 years in the organization and to be first class like the Kansas City Chiefs are, it's just an honor and a privilege to even come here and be a part of it. So many great players have come from the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopefully one day my name or people I play with here at the Kansas City Chiefs, you can mention with those. Buck Buchanan, Bobby Bells, Willie Lanier, those guys. It's just an honor to be on the same field as those guys.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. And by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. There's so much more coming at you here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When we return, Coach Cronell and I sit down in his office and talk Buccaneer preparation. And then we'll head to Bayonne, New Jersey to see how a local star became a Chiefs ambassador.
Since the 1970s, the percentage of overweight children has tripled in the United States. That's why the Chiefs and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City have teamed up to create the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is an interactive environment where children of all ages can learn how to make healthy choices through diet, exercise, and injury prevention. Take a stand against childhood obesity by visiting the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC today. Go to goarrowhead.com and click on tours.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, the Chiefs hurt themselves last week in that 9-6 loss to the Ravens. They were right there and showed the crowd they could take control of the game. But they lost the all-important giveaway-takeaway statistic. Our Rachel Sanchi digs deeper on this week's Focus Point.
Giveaway, takeaway. It's a recurring theme in the 2012 season, and a recurring theme when you separate winning from losing. Last week, the Chiefs were knocking on the door of the one-yard line against the Baltimore Ravens and fell victim to themselves yet again. In the National Football League, protecting the ball means protecting wins. It's almost as simple as that. The team that leads the giveaway takeaway column will have a much better chance at leading their franchise to a win, period. The Chiefs last week had 214 yards rushing and held one of the league's top offenses to no points. Since 2009, when running the ball with such muscle and topping the 200-yard mark, the Chiefs boast a 7-1 record. Couple that with the defense keeping the opposing offense out of the end zone, and you have a clear-cut recipe for a win. Yet the Chiefs came out on the short end once again, and that was because of giveaways. For most of the game, the Chiefs looked confident, in control as they manhandled the Ravens' defensive line and pushed the ball up and down the field. Jamaal Charles led all rushers with 125 yards, and that was just at halftime. Charles and company ate chunks of yardage, which kept Joe Flacco and the Ravens' offense on the bench as mere spectators. Yet the Chiefs never once led the game. When opportunity was ripe, the Chiefs found a way to sway the tide and hand the ball back to the opposition. Last Sunday, the team that played the best did not win the game. The Chiefs need to look at that game as an indicator that they can play well against contenders. The Chiefs need to know that they can have an advantage at Arrowhead. They need to know that they can dictate the flow of a game and rely on a defense that can create pressure and get to the quarterback, even when that defense is short of key personnel. This weekend, the Chiefs don't have a chance to erase the mistakes that have plagued them thus far, but they do have an opportunity to get back to the basics. Their goal? Protect the ball, force turnovers, and play the same aggressive game they played against Baltimore. By doing this, they have a better chance at beating the Buccaneers, and more importantly, a better chance not to beat themselves.
It's the Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider version of The Office, as we're with head coach Romeo Crennel of the Kansas City Chiefs. And so close last week, but this football team seemed there were some things you could grab and take confidently into this week.
Definitely. The way we played the game, we played the whole game, first of all, and we were in the game, and I think that made a difference. We were able to run the ball effectively. Defensively, we were able to get some stops, and we also made some plays on special teams. There are some things we have to do better because we had too many penalties. And then also we turned the ball over again. And so we have to eliminate those turnovers. And if we eliminate those turnovers, cut down on those penalties, then we can win a game.
How much of an identity are you getting throughout this team right now on both sides of the ball?
When you run the ball, you develop a certain toughness and a certain mentality to be able to run the ball because you have to come off the ball. You have to create some seams in the running game. And when you can do that, the runners gain yards, and that mentality just grows on the team.
Last week, you were able to run the ball when Baltimore knew you were going to run the ball. This week against Tampa, there's a team that likes to stop the run. What about running it when they know you're going to run it?
It's difficult, particularly when they bring extra guys down into the box. But this week, we're seeing a different defense because they are smaller, more active. They stunt and move around quite a bit. Their speed overall is the thing that you really need to be concerned about, and they make it difficult. But we're going to still have to try to get some movement at the line and create some seams because we have some runners. When they get that seam, they can gain some yards.
One final question deals on the defensive end. It was so encouraging last week to see what you were able to do defensively. Is it building there? How close are you to being a really good defense?
We've always had the talent, you know. Now we're beginning to play together better. And I think that that's the key, that we are understanding where we need to fit, and then also we're trusting the guy next to us. And when you can get that going, then your defense can be pretty good.
Don't go away, because after the break, you're going on a ride. We're taking you to the East Coast after a quick stop on the Hawkeye State. And then we'll be in the end zone at Arrowhead Stadium. All that with a trip through the life of Danan Hughes.
Women, 40 years and older.
84.3%.
More women. Women 40 years and older are getting mammograms, which can save their lives.
84.3%. That is the average survival rate for Kansas and Missouri.
More women are battling this disease, and the survival rate is rising.
Help continue the trend. Join the Kansas City Chiefs, Hy-Vee, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center and schedule a screening today. It can save your life.
Back in the day when the Chiefs had training camp in River Falls, Wisconsin, and Marty Schottenheimer was the head coach of the team, just to throw a wrinkle into the training camp drudgery, he would have a softball hitting contest. Well, it wasn't even a fair fight because the Chiefs had a baseball player disguised in shoulder pads. It was Danan Hughes, who had a great career in baseball ahead of him, but he decided to choose football. Hey, here's a story of a Jersey boy who found himself as a mainline Chief.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the
pass,
Steelers.
Halfback pass.
Marcus Allen right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Now Gannon turns left. Pumps, throws late. Wide open. Danan Hughes. Touchdown. The Chiefs can take the lead. Denver's defense had no clue what was going on. They were completely confused.
I'm from Bayonne, New Jersey. I was born and raised there. It's a small town in between two pretty big cities, pretty rough cities in Newark and Jersey City. Family-oriented. Everyone seemed like everyone in the town was my family. When I went back home to Jersey, I had like a mental checklist of places I had to go. I had to go to Pizza Bistro. They had some great chicken fingers. And then I go down to the Big Apple, great pizza. Chicken Parmesan sandwich, Willie's Barbershop right around the corner, got to get my hair cut there, and then I make my rounds to all my family.
His father and I played softball against each other years ago, so he was an athlete, and he knew what it took to be successful, and I think he raised Danan in that mold that, hey, I don't care what kind of athlete you are, your academics come first, and they're always going to come first.
Well, I played all three sports, baseball, basketball, and football in high school. That's how I grew up. I don't ever remember not playing something all year long.
When he came in, I saw him play football as a freshman. I saw him play basketball, saw him play baseball. And I knew right then that we had somebody special.
In baseball, I was a center fielder and pitcher. Basketball, I was a forward. And football, I played quarterback and free safety. And I was recruited by multiple colleges, all the East Coast colleges, Penn State, Syracuse.
Hayden Fry, Tom Osborne. You know, we thought, you know, they were rock stars to us back then.
Nebraska, Iowa, and a few other schools said that I could play baseball as well as football. But Coach Fry came into my house with his cowboy boots on and his southern twang and kind of wowed me and made me believe that it was going to be true, and he held up to his bargain.
And when he made that decision to go out there, we were all supportive because we had had about four or five people from Bayonne High School that went on to Iowa, so that was great.
As I went through the University of Iowa, I just completed my junior year of football and baseball, and I was drafted in the third round by the Milwaukee Brewers. Played the whole summer of professional baseball, went back to Iowa, and finished my senior year of football, and decided that I was more of a football player playing baseball than a baseball player playing football and decided I wanted to go and try this whole football thing out in the NFL. I had been through the draft already once, and it was a happy time. No one around me had ever been that high of a draft pick in baseball, especially in my hometown. So I had high expectations about the NFL draft. I had broke my foot at the Hula Bowl, so I had slipped down. There was questions about how I would recover from my injured foot, as well as questions as whether I was going to go back and play baseball. So I dropped from supposedly a second-round pick to the seventh round. It was the most miserable day of my life. It kind of propelled me mentally, made me a little bit more tougher, made me want to prove everybody wrong every single day and every single practice and every single game. And that kind of is the attitude that I carried on. With the Chiefs and being a draft pick, unbeknownst to me, as I thought, all draft picks made the team. So I was very calm and relaxed throughout the whole preseason. I just played. I didn't think about what I was missing. Lo and behold, a few years later, I talked to Marty Schottenheimer, and he was like, Dana, I've been trying to cut you since you were a rookie. And I told him, hey, I'm going to make it the hardest decision you ever have to make. And being around Joe and how calm he was, and around Marcus and how professional he was, and how he went about practice every day, and all those guys made it so much easier for me to transition into the NFL as a wide receiver. And I was on practice squad for the first 10 weeks of the season. My first game active was a Monday night game against Buffalo here at Arrowhead. We beat the crap out of them here at Arrowhead on Monday night. They had no chance when they got off the buses.
Down the sideline he goes. He's out of bounds.
When you talk about things that players miss when they're former players, it's two things. It's the camaraderie in the locker room, and it's the exhilaration when you score a touchdown and when you're part of a big play in Arrowhead Stadium. It's, you can't explain it.
Pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
The feeling right there takes away all pain. The tough practices that you had and training camps for 6 weeks that you went through, all is erased at that time. A couple of years after I retired in 1999, I moved back to Kansas City. I was establishing myself in the business world, started working at a bank in the home mortgage industry. There was a position that was created that was going to allow me to reach out to other NFL players and help them with their credit, help them with things that happen off the field, and educating them that we weren't privy to when I was playing. Outside of the banking business, working with the Big Ten Network in baseball and football. I'll tell you what, it's going to be exciting to watch. I circled this series on my calendar from the beginning because I knew these two teams will come to play. Locally, I work for Metro Sports, so I do a pregame and postgame analysis of every game during the season, also do some additional work during the draft time. I also work with the Missouri Valley Football Conference and do their football game of the week during the fall, as well as Missouri and Illinois high school state championships. So I got my hand in a lot of different things in broadcasting, trying to grow in that, and was approached by a couple of former Chiefs, Jerry Cornelison and Dave Lindstrom, about becoming a Chiefs ambassador. And how it was explained to me and how it's lived up to that is that we were still an extension of an organization. We were a face out in the public, still doing work, still utilizing the platform that Lamar Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs provided us by just wearing a jersey out on that field, how the people embrace former and current players around this community was awesome. So we were able to kind of build on that and still to this day build on those relationships, be an extension, a positive extension for the Chiefs organization out in the community, and still have one foot in the locker room as a Chiefs ambassador. It's just so comforting to know that I was a part of something special, and just because the clock went out on my career doesn't mean that I'm not special anymore, and the Chiefs have done all of that to make me feel that way. I don't know if I have a greatest moment. I mean, to measure it in one moment, I would think it would be impossible, and I don't know if we have enough tape on these cameras to go through every moment. But to step in a huddle with Joe Montana on any play is a great moment. To be a part of an AFC championship game as a rookie and return punts is an amazing moment. My first catch ever in the NFL was the winning drive here at Arrowhead against Pittsburgh. First catch I ever had. That's an amazing moment. All of those memories, they come to me just like like yesterday's news. I can relive it in my mind over and over, and that's what makes it special.
Together is powerful. That's something I preach to the team, because I know that with a team, a lot can be accomplished, much more so than just an individual trying to get things done. In this game of football, it's a team game. And so the offense, the defense, the special teams, and the fans, they all pull together to help win the ball game.
You want it, we provide it. Our award-winning 65 TPT crew brings you something each and every day on KCChiefs.com. The Red and Gold Show with Shauna Hill keeps you up to date with the Chiefs in the community. Our Chiefs Live Show gives you everything you need, nuts and bolts about the past game, the week of practice, and going into the next game. Plus, the Chiefs Kingdom travels the globe to show you the passion of the best fans in the National Football League. And you can find it all each and every day on KCChiefs.com. Thank you for joining us on the show. Kansas City this week goes to Tampa to try to get a second win of the year and get some momentum going into the bye week. If you missed any part of the show, you can find it all on KCChiefs.com. Now, speaking of the bye week, even though the Chiefs are off, we're right here to get you ready for the next 10 weeks of the season here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.